You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh, my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because...
Feeling fresh as hell.
Well, you guys better enjoy it.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move, and throws, and touchdown.
Do this together.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together, we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wool Dog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan. Let's not forget Kyle the Coach Duggan.
That only works if you watch it on YouTube.
Yeah,
for all you
that was podcast. A visual response.
So it was a martial arts.
Like a dojo. Bow.
Fist in hand. Bow.
Yes.
Bow, yes.
Because I respect you both.
Ah. Mm. That was your first mistake.
For now. Don't make don't now. Lose my respect.
We got a long episode ahead of us. Probably he's gone by then.
Yeah, yes. Folks, this one's going to be a long one, and I blame every single person in Ask Bolt fam. No matter how long the question is, even if it's just one sentence, I blame you the most,
dude,
probably.
I'm not going to lie. My favorite thing is going, seeing the post and seeing on Twitter, like 17 is like the amount of questions we have.
I think we've got 20 in this one.
I'm proud. I'm like, I'm just excited. Let's do this.
Proud papa.
Proud papa.
Proud papa.
Papa.
And I think we've got a fan focus as well, do we, Kev? I
bet your sweet ass we
wow,
do.
Wow, it's been a while since we've had one of those.
Been a while.
So let's waste no time. Let's start it off here at the top. This news dropped shortly after our episode. Of course it did. That's what happens with us. Yeah.
But hey, my favorite thing about this news is that I got it before everyone was awake because somebody like set their Twitter to post it while everyone was sleeping. And I was like middle of my day overseas. So I got to text you guys the news and you woke up to my info. Well, see, I have sources. You have sources.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job, Kev.
All right. Well, the news that we're talking about, you all know it because it's about a week old at this point, but it's the Chargers.
I thought it was more than a week old, to be honest.
Yeah.
It literally dropped like as soon as, I think it dropped like shortly before I posted the episode.
Oh, big time.
Tuesday.
Big time.
So we're talking about Chargers, Austin Ekeler getting a revised deal.
Thank God.
They set up some incentives for him. So
he's locked in.
He's locked in. So I think this is great because it's an opportunity for him to get more money.
Yep.
As long as he performs.
Yep.
And so the way they set it up is he could get up to $1 million for total yards.
Yep.
So there's different, from my understanding, there's different tiers. So if he gets 1,639 yards, he's getting the full milli.
1 million.
Weird number, by the way. Very weird number.
Well, I think the reason they did it is I think the previous year, so last year, I think he had 1,638. Honestly, I think it was that. I really do. I think if you look it up, it's really close to that. So then that's total yards. So that's receiving, that's rushing, that's everything.
Got
so 1,639 yards, up to $600,000 for touchdowns, which has tiers from 10 to 16.
That feels
16,
like a given. Yeah.
Yeah. 16 touchdowns, he gets $600,000 and $150,000 for the Pro Bowl.
That's now, not a guarantee.
Well, it's not, especially for Austin Eckler, a guy who has yet to be in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, after two seasons worth of production, I would have thought he would have got it the first season, but you could argue that, like, okay, well, they do the voting before the end of the season, so who knew that he was going to hit, you know, close to 20 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Last year, 20 touchdowns. He has to get in this year, does he not?
The only thing I just want to say real quick, I'm worried about with, like, this incentive-based stuff is what happens if the offense works better with another, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's going to be fighting for this so hard that if he doesn't, he loses little playing time compared to what he had last year. What's that going to do for his vibe and his energy? You know what I mean? He's playing for an extra $2 million. $8 million, or that would be, if he did all these, it'd be $8 million. He'd be one of the highest paid running backs in the league.
Yeah, but he's also playing for the next contract.
Sure, but there's in the back of your mind, if you're not getting the last snap to go to, say he had a tough year and he's at 11-24 and they take a knee.
No.
That happened to Justin Herbert. He was short by like 10 yards passing, and
you're being very, very anti our show right now. This does not sound like a Charger chat.
Sounds very European.
This is very, very European. This was, I would never have guessed you were going to say that in a million years. In my head, the whole time that Adam was reeling those off, I was thinking about how great of a deal this is for the Chargers. You went full-blown opposite, that he's going to be a toxic cancer.
Not a full-blown toxic cancer. Just like, this is a stressful situation. There's an extra level of stress on these.
No,
because this is all good. This didn't even exist until last week.
Last year.
Last week, you think that maybe he doesn't play for the Chargers. We get a 6th-round pick and we're pumped about it.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get arguably the best year out of Austin Eckler because he knows the Chargers aren't going to offer him. So he knows he's playing for his future. You can't have a bad year. You have to play through every little owie. He's going to give everything to get the $2 million and the next contract, which will be his last contract. So in my head, you're getting the best Austin Eckler for a 1-year run on Herbert's last year on his rookie deal. So this is a huge win, I feel like.
Preach, Kyle.
Are you ready to change your mind?
I'd like to apologize.
Come back to the Charger chat.
For the vibe I put off very recently.
That was crazy, Kevin. I've never heard anything like that from you.
And I know you've already said that once, Kyle, and I'm really thinking about it. I feel bad. You've been hanging out
with Chief fans too much, dude.
No, that's not true. It's Europeans. I blame the Europe. I blame Europe. There's a lot of turmoil in Europe, and it kind of rubbed off on me.
I blame the Europe.
I blame the continent.
I blame the Europe.
Every country within it.
I take it back. I'm not going to think about that, and nor should you, okay? Done.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
thanks for that.
The numbers are here. And yes, so he has to get 1,639. Last year, he had 1,637. So there you go.
Sweet. Mm.
2 more yards than he did last year, and he gets an extra milli. Nice. So, and we're talking about Kellen Moore here. Kellen Moore knows what he has with Austin Eckler. He knows what kind of production this workhorse can put out. So,
but I will say,
Kevin.
Don't give me shit for this. But
I'm gonna.
Reality is, all the Charger fans, just shut up for 1 second. Charger fans were bummed about the check down. We always talked about being bummed about this check down offense.
Sure.
If our offense plays the way we want them to play and goes deep to wide receivers, he's not going to have that same amount of touches. It's just not going to happen if that all plays out. That's all I want to say. I'm not saying bad, good. I'm just saying, okay? Now I'll stop talking.
All right. So,
So
it's an opportunity now for Austin Eckler to get more money as he wanted, as long as he performs and does what is asked of him. And I see no reason why that wouldn't be the case.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, then this news happened, and this really bummed us out because we're talking about one of our favorites, especially here on the podcast, because one of us actually got to play with one of these guys, and it's not me and it's not Kevin, it's Kyle, the coach, Duggan, actually got to play with Kyle Van Noy, who we were all hoping, going like, okay, well, let the dust settle. Let's get this figured out. They'll get Kyle Van Noy back maybe on a you know, veteran deal or something like that. And then Kyle Van Noy, in a really roundabout way too, tweeted out about, he was doing backflips with Cosmo, who I guess is the mascot for BYU.
Yeah.
And Somebody made mention about Chargers management, suddenly cried out in terror and then silence, you know, because he's doing a backflip. Like, oh God, he's going to hurt himself.
Johnson. Yeah, that was the whole thing with Quentin, remember? Like,
yeah.
Can you actually do a backflip? And then Tommy T was like, no.
In the back of the room. Sit down. Yeah, that was hilarious.
So that was what they were saying. And then Kyle Van Noy responded, I'm actually a free agent and they don't want me back. So we going to 31 other teams. Let's go.
Man.
What a way to find out about.
No, but what a way to not like make it all like, you know, press conference, you know, Tom Brady style.
Right.
Like, make it dramatic.
Yeah. And then he did have a post after this where he thought, you know, he basically had nothing but praise for our team and how our defense is going to get better. He basically said we need a cornerback and a safety. And okay, and we kind of all agree with that, but we're going to be a great team this year is what he said.
Yeah. So sad to see it happen. Yeah, really bummed us out that to find out, especially this way, that Kyle Van Noy was going to go. So.
And hearing that they don't want me, they don't want me back.
I know when you read it like
just
that.
Just the way you read it like that, it's like, I don't know if that sucks.
Just say you couldn't come to an agreement or something.
It's not a fit.
Yeah, it's not a fit, yeah. You know? Yeah. I just need a different size or something, but whatever. We loved you, Kyle Van Noy. Obviously, we're your fan favorite of the show. And
he didn't die or anything. We still love you, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm still sad about it.
I know.
Whatever.
We loved you, but now we can't love you anymore. Take off, eh? Well,
send us off. Probably going to end up with the Raiders. So yeah, you can't love them.
Or the Chiefs.
They take all of our.
Don't say that either. What's wrong with you two? What's happening? What's
going on? What a negative episode.
Ugh. All right. Let's move on.
Let's get out of the yucky.
Let's look at some smiling guys like Kellen Moore and Justin Herbert, because
so cute.
Kellen Moore was apparently recently interviewed on Idaho Sports Talk Radio to talk about his new job. And these are a couple of quotes from him. Kellen, on becoming the Chargers offensive coordinator, said, it's been a really fun process. The most important thing is to figure out what's in place first and foremost. It starts with the players. It was great. I just mostly sat and listened to the coaches. The coaching staff here stayed. I really enjoyed just getting to know how they saw the players that were here in place. They made cut-ups and presented each player which really gave me an awesome foundation. It's easy for me to drop a playbook from another place and say, hey, learn this. But when good stuff is in place, you want to make sure you don't lose any of that stuff through a transition.
It's got to be an interesting situation to like go in there and like the entire staff is there. It's just you and your quarterback coach are the only new guys. It's got to be like a weird first day of school.
Yeah, very bizarre because you are in charge and you're a younger guy. Most of your assistants are going to be older than you.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre thing. I mean, it's really cool to see to be reassured again that it's not, hey, this is my playbook. We're going to run it. It's, what do we have? What tools do we have? How do we take the best advantage of those tools? Okay, let's make a new playbook with that. So,
sure.
I mean, this is just add on top of what he already said that that's what he was going to do. So this is just more concrete evidence that that's going to happen.
More affirming news, yes. Mm-hmm. And then Kellen's first impression of the roster said, just excitement, a really exciting and explosive group. I think it's a really cool blend of experienced guys like K-13 and Eck, and then you've got the guys who are becoming the next phase of this thing. I'm really excited to develop these things together. Awesome.
Weird to see, to be like Eckler is like a vet.
Yeah.
I don't know why. In my head, he's just still the undrafted free agent trying to.
It's like, true. Prove I feel himself. The same way. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kellen on Justin said, everyone knows what a tremendous thrower that he is. The most exciting part is just the communication aspect of it. You get to start talking football situations, how we would handle different things, how we may adjust. If there is something he really likes, let's keep that in place. Some of the language we will be able to carry over for what he's had the past couple of years. I ran a similar offense when I was in Detroit because Joe Lombardi was in Detroit when I was up there as a player. So I have some familiarity with it already. Justin is a tremendously smart player and he works his tail off. His note taking and preparation is second to none. It's been really impressive to see. Ultimately, we are going to build this thing together.
Interesting. I didn't put those things together that he was a backup QB when Lombardi had his stint at Detroit that wasn't good.
That wasn't good. He learned what not to do, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, at least you can
at least terminology
the same language.
Yeah. Sprechen Sie Deutsch. So,
for Kevin, because I know he's just been in Europe. So
yeah, that's Europe. Yeah, I was around there.
That's Europe.
Europe.
Yeah, that's Germany.
That's Europe.
So, yeah, obviously great that there's already been a camaraderie between Kellen and Justin, and obviously great that they're going to build off of what are his strengths? What can he do good? Let's build off of that. Let's not take away the things that he likes to do.
Sure.
Obviously, let's make it better. So all great stuff to hear from Kellen Moore, and one more reason to be excited about next season. And then this also came out. This was a fun Herbert stat. This came from Warren Sharp.
Give him to me.
Throwing bombs for over 30 yards downfield the last 2 years, Justin Herbert ranks number one in accuracy.
Ooh.
Number two in EPA, which is expected points added per attempt.
I do declare.
Number three in success percentage, completion percentage, and touchdown percentage.
Is it getting hot in here?
And number four in yards per attempt.
Oh, I'm done.
Dog.
Yes.
He is a dog. We didn't even throw the ball downfield at all.
Nope.
So,
1, 2, 3, 4 punch.
Great stats that Warren Sharp there pointed out, and top target distribution on these attempts, 21 to Mike Williams, who had a 1.2 EPA per attempt, 48% completion, 22 yards per attempt, and 14% touchdown percentage, 8 to Keenan Allen, 6 to Jalen Guyton, and 6 to Josh Palmer. So those are
kind of important to say.
Yeah, these are all 30 yard attempts. Mike Williams, 21,
three times as many as everyone else.
Yeah. So let's be thankful for Mike Williams.
Yeah. So I think Quinton could fit in here pretty well in terms of all this. So I'm excited.
Yeah, there's a big drop off from Mike to the next guy, which is Keenan, which watching games, I didn't think Keenan would be that big of a target 30 yards down the field.
He's that 15-20 guy.
Yeah. So there's definitely a drop off from the number one in Mike to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time.
So, yeah, that's a great point on Quentin Johnston coming in. And where will he land in this order? Number two, are we thinking? Do we feel?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be on the field that much, but I think he'll still get more deep balls than anybody.
Right.
Well, Jalen Guyton stats, he didn't play all of last year. So
true.
He is a deep ball guy too, but right. I think he'll work his way into that rotation of being the deep ball guy. Mike needs a breather. That's going to be the obvious fill for him.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And the last 2 years, most of the guys on this list didn't play for the entire season either. So that's something to consider as well.
Very true. Well, something you can consider, folks, is going to our Patreon. Nice. Patreon.com/ChargerChat. Check out all the funny videos we've got over there. We've got more coming down the pike, folks. So go check out Patreon.com/ChargerChat. If you don't want to go over there, that's totally fine. You can go to our regular website, ChargerChat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the members section and ask questions and ask Bolt Fam. So go check out ChargerChat.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, folks, time to go on to the next segment. We haven't done one of these in a while. I'm excited to see it. It's time for Fan Focus. And let's see what fan we are bringing into focus this week.
All right, guys, we're back for another Fan Focus, and we are super excited to have Daryl from San Diego. What is going on, Daryl?
It's going great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on, man.
Let's kick this off the way we always do, brother.
Yes.
How did you become a Charger fan?
Okay, here we go. January 1982, the epic in Miami. All right. Chargers at Dolphins. I remember I was 12 years old and my mom and I went to Phoenix to visit my great aunt, and just a 12-year-old kid. Now the TVs back then, you remember how they had the dials on the TVs.
Sure.
Well, I had just gone into football, and being from the Bay, up in the Bay Area, I was a Niners fan. So I turn on, the game just got started. San Diego Chargers and Miami Dolphins AFC divisional game. And I just immediately took to the yellow pants. Yes, I still want to find out where Eckler was talking about the yellow pants.
Yeah, seriously.
The white jerseys and the lightning bolt helmets. And I asked, and immediately the game starts with fouls going to Joyner, to Chandler, to Winslow. And we got off to a 24-0 start. My mom walked in to the living room and I said, "Mom, wasn't I born in San Diego?" And she goes, "Yeah." I said, "That's the NFL football team, right?" He goes, "Yeah, that's the San Diego Chargers." Instantly hooked.
Nice.
Right then and there. I said, "I'm a Charger. Forget the Niners. Still like them, but I'm a Chargers fan," right at 12 years old.
I love it. That's an awesome way to like fully kick it off and get ready to roll. So then your first game watching that, what was it like being your first Charger game, being the epic in Miami?
Well, imagine a 12-year-old kid running around an apartment in Phoenix, like never experiencing overtime like that before, as crazy as it was. And we won the game, and it was crazy. What ended up happening though was, it was, like I said, baptism by fire. Right.
Yeah.
And of course the '80s started and I lost track of football for a while, and the '80s were crazy. And then the '90s came around. I still kept an eye, but they didn't show Charger games in the Bay Area. Yeah. It was all 49er games. And I remember in 94 season, we went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, the Chargers made the Super Bowl, beat Pittsburgh. All right, very cool. So I sat down. I said, "I'm watching this Super Bowl." I had my Charger towel. I had my Niner towel, my bowl of weed, you know, just a young punk, right? And unfortunately, we lost the game. But if you go back and look at the statistics, the Chargers scored the most points against any of the Super Bowl winning Niner teams. So that was kind of cool.
Oh,
now, here's
cool.
Where it really gets good for me. I lost track again for another decade. I don't know what is it with me in decades. And in 2004, me and my then girlfriend came. We visited San Diego, visited my father. And I remember being down here. It was August of 04. And I said, "You know what? I want to go to a Charger game. I want to go." He said, "Well, son, it's right over the hill over on Qualcomm Stadium's right over there." And this is how naive I was. I actually took my girlfriend and scalped a ticket to a preseason game on Friars Road. I didn't know any better.
Right? That's awesome.
So we get to Qualcomm Stadium and I'm buying pretty much like Bulldog says, the hoodies and stickers and the whole nine yards, right?
Yeah.
And we get in the stadium and I was so excited. I was dancing up and down the aisles and other fans are looking at me going, "Dude, what's wrong with you? It's just a preseason game. Just chill out. You don't understand. I'm at my first Charger game." And it was against the Colts. And it's been nonstop ever since.
Awesome, man. Nonstop. Well, I love getting that perspective from Charger fans that have been fans for that long. What are your thoughts on where we are right now? You know, we've been through a lot of amazing players, but excitement obviously is up right now for us. Like, we're getting better each year. We have Justin Herbert. What are your thoughts on kind of where our franchise is right now?
I am cautiously optimistic. Very optimistic.
You sound like a real long Charger fan with that. That's good.
The hesitation.
You passed the test. A+.
The hesitation, right?
Yeah.
You know, going into the last season, I think we all had the high hopes with all the defensive pieces we brought in. And then the injury bug hit us left and right. And we were going down like a mass unit.
Yeah.
And of course, January came around. And I gotta say something, Kevin. that January game, I was looking for you and Will Dog and Kyle that night, waiting for an instant reaction from you guys, and it was like crickets. I was like, dude, where are my boys? And then it dawned on me. I went, I understand. I get it, right?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you really quickly before I go into this season. The next day, I didn't hear from you guys. Nobody heard from you guys for a few days, right?
Yeah.
And Sunday, I didn't want to talk to anybody. Don't look at me. I even told my two cats, don't even look at me, dude. Just leave me alone, right? And so Monday, I go into work, and I'm bummed out. And I have a friend of mine in another building in the shipping department named Charger Charlie. And he comes in around, I go in at 5. He comes in around 7. And first thing I hear is behind me, he goes, Daryl. I went, and his magic words, we're on to the draft. I'm on to the draft. That's it. Let it go. And that was like immediate therapy. And then, of course, I got my therapy from you guys a day or two later, and it's been fine ever since. And I'm very pleased. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go bold here and say 13-4. That's my prediction for the season. Kyle's like, let's go 17-0. I like that.
Hey, you've been a fan for a long time. You got the realistic, prediction there.
Yeah, I think we need to get off to a fast start. We got a bye week early. I like it. We come back to face the Cowboys right after the bye week. Show them, good luck, Mike McCarthy, with calling plays, right? Good luck. It gets a little hairy down the stretch. I love the challenge that's in front of us. And with a loss the way that happened in January, I'm going to take the optimistic route that it's going to fuel this team. We're that close.
Yeah, we are.
We really are that close. Yeah. You know, just stay healthy. I love the addition of Kellen Moore. I like Derek Ansley being promoted to DC.
Sure.
I think special teams will still be fantastic. I love our draft picks now. And yes, I'm on board with Max Duggan.
Let's go.
Slamming him. I remember a number of weeks ago, I was slamming him on my question. I thought, and then you and Kyle and Wool Dog started like pumping Max Duggan up.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, this is just great. Wool Dog is going to throw my question out there with me slamming Max Duggan. And these guys are pumping him up. And I'm going to get roasted. And you guys were so cool about it. I was like, skated on that one, right? I will say in the first round, I really wanted Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah.
And he was sitting right there. I mean, Telesco is like a kid in a candy store at 21.
It's crazy. Happen at 21 like that. You have a lot of options like that.
Yeah, I know. And Kincaid was there. Mayer was there. But then receiver-wise, I wasn't that big on Flowers, and I wasn't that big on Addison. Not because of their speed is fantastic, but I don't want them to get in the second game at 5'8" and get knocked the bleep out.
Oh, yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a whole different level. So I said, well, if we don't get Kincaid and we don't take Mayer, which both were there, the receiver I wanted was Johnston.
Yeah.
And there was rumbling that Baltimore was really interested. And I thought, no, take Johnston. And Telesco, thumbs up.
Yeah, it was a great pick. And it was one of those that kind of caught us off guard a little bit. Not a lot of the Charger podcast or kind of all of us were talking about him all that much. He really wasn't on the radar. Might be mentioned here and there, but we didn't deep dive the way we probably should have. But looking at him now and the way, you know, just the OTA videos they've released, he looks exciting, man. He's going to bring a, you know, it's not only depth, but he's going to bring another element that, like, who are you going to guard? Who are you going to cover when him, Keenan, and Mike are out on the field? So it's going to be fun.
And with Guyton coming back, I think Guyton can come back strong from that ACL. Mm-hmm. He can ask Keenan Allen about that from the 2016 season. Look how Keenan came back.
Oh, yeah, they power him up. They make him even stronger. They make him by 3 times the strength. So it's going to be good.
Exactly. So I'm confident. Can you imagine going 5 wide? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have the roster if everyone's healthy to do that. Good luck guarding that.
Herbert, I think will have a much better season because Lombardi was just, I was out on Lombardi. I think 21 was kind of a makeshift. It was like a smokescreen. And then his true colors came by. He didn't know how to handle any player personnel with injuries.
Yeah.
He just wanted to throw the same thing over and over. So I was calling for his head, as a lot of us were. And I'm glad Kellen Moore got hired.
Yeah, we got lucky. I feel like we got so lucky with him. It's incredible that the reason why McCarthy got rid of him is still mind blowing to me. Like the quote he had is like, "How are you not questioned as a head coach if you say something like that?" It's nuts.
Well, you know Matt Money Smith, right? Of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he was talking with Chris Harry about, I think it was in March, and he said something so true. He said, okay, Chargers, if you're going to give up 24, fine. Score 31.
Exactly.
In the AFC. Yeah. Period. That's where you can't go under 30 points a game. Mm-mm. And I think that's where the key is going to be. You know, so our offense will be fine. Stay healthy. Please stay healthy. Yeah.
That's the key to the season, man. If we can stay healthy, who knows what this can be? Because we haven't seen that in a long time. You know what I mean? Just so, and if we obviously there's going to be injuries, but 2 weeks, come back ready to go. Like, let's not have these extended. Like, I think the big reason we lost our strength guy, our what is it? The health
and condition.
The trainer.
Yes,
the reason why, because I feel like he was just telling coach that we were getting guys back next week and then it'd be like 8 weeks later. I think that was the dagger in that. So I want somebody that can give us proper, you know, what's going to happen with our guys. So we're not all just hanging out here waiting, just guessing what's going to happen with our roster. So that is another thing.
Another thing I think is important, Kevin, is, and I hope you agree with this, is Brandon Staley doesn't play his starters in the preseason.
Yeah.
And you remember the old school days, you know, when there was four preseason games, you saw the offense and defensive starters for the first series or two and then yank them.
Sure.
By game three, it was half the game.
Sure.
And then, of course, game four was sunflower seeds and baseball caps.
Yeah.
Now it's a little different. I really would like to see Staley throw Herbert and Allen and Williams out there, Mack and Bosa out there, James out there, just for one series in the first two games.
Sure.
Just to get a few bumps and bruises, stretch the legs a little bit besides training camp. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's what I would really like to see. And I think that would really help. Because
especially with a new offensive coordinator, I think there's something to be said for that. Get some, get that going a little bit. So I'm not adverse to that at all. The question is, with all the heat he got for starting players in a game that didn't matter at the end of the season, if for the knock on wood, something were to happen, like I wouldn't want to be near that with a 10-foot pole. You know what I mean?
Well, correct me if we're wrong. Didn't Andy Reid play Mahomes in the preseason last year with Kelsey?
He might. Andy Reid, he might have. I honestly
he
did. Don't
he
know.
Played Mahomes for like half a game.
Yeah, that's
like that would be a little overboard, but
yeah,
just play on just a few little hits, a couple of out routes.
I'm with you. Just something. And let me know which game that is. So that's the preseason game I go to because I want to see our starters for at least a series.
Give us a heads up. No kidding, right?
Yeah. So let's get you out of here on this, brother. Like, what is your, you know, ultimate Charger memory, something that really stands with you as being a fan for as long as you have?
December 2006. I had a buddy of mine come up from the Bay Area. I was there when LT broke the record.
Nice. You were at the game?
I was at that game.
Oh my God, dude. How amazing must that have been?
And he wasn't a big football fan, but even he was jazzed up. I mean, I got him rocking and rolling in the stands, and that was a lot of fun.
That's
so
amazing.
That stands out. Obviously, the playoff game back. We got spoiled. I did. I got spoiled from 2006 until about 2009.
Sure.
Right. I was thinking, we're going to the Super Bowl. Rivers is going to get in. And I think one of my really good memory, even though it was kind of an odd memory, my first game at SoFi was last season. Unfortunately, it was the Seattle game.
Gotcha.
But I got my Herbert jersey at that game.
Nice.
And we were not doing too well in the first quarter. And I remember my buddy Charger Charlie at my work, Daryl, put your damn Herbert jersey on now. So I did the beginning of the second quarter and we started rolling.
Love
it. And then, of course, things kind of went sideways. But yeah, my favorite memory so far is the LT breaking the record.
It's hard to break, and it's hard to say that's not probably one of the highlight of Charger organization. Like, just, you know, we don't have the accolades, we don't have the championships, but we have one of the best running backs of all time. And the fact you were there for that is pretty awesome. So,
and I am convinced without a shadow of a doubt, I will die to my grave saying this, Herbert's ring is ready, finger is ready made for a ring.
Yeah.
One ring. If not one, maybe two.
It just feels like it. And I like making stupid comparisons. And like year four, he had at Oregon, he won the Rose Bowl. So year four as a Charger, you want to win a Super Bowl? I'm okay with that. Let's go. Right. Like the progression where he goes. He's clearly a guy that takes a step every single year. So let's take that final step and really get us deep into the playoffs and get lucky and see what happens.
I have a dream that game six, I was telling a friend of mine real quick before we get out of here. I'm a born again Christian and I got to keep things pretty clean in my head. But when we're playing Kansas City in game six, I had this weird kind of a vision. I said, can you imagine? I told my friend Charger Charlie, imagine James hits Kelsey on when Kelsey catches the pass somewhere up the middle, takes the ball away the way Mac did last year in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Kelsey twists his ACL. Okay, later in the game, James picks off Mahomes, and dumbass Mahomes, instead of bumping James out of bounds, he's on the way to the end zone, goes up high on James, grabs his face mask. James stiff arms Mahomes clear through the air like King Kong throwing a helicopter, and there goes Mahomes' shoulder. I'm like, my friend goes, dude, you're a Christian. You can't think like that. I'm like, fuck the cheese. Fudge him, man.
It went dark that night, but that's okay. We feel you, brother. That's amazing.
That's terrible. That's terrible on me, huh? We're not supposed to wish for injuries, but FTC, man.
No, I love it. I love it. FTC. FTC, FTR, FTB. FTR. Let's go.
Oh, FTR. I feel the Raiders are a joke.
Oh,
man, I feel sorry for
him. I know.
I really do. Now Garoppolo might not even play.
That was the funniest thing that happened to me this week. It really was. Just seeing that news was like, okay, okay, cool.
And my best friend is a Raiders fan, and he's calling me up going, I don't know what we're going to do. And I'm like, good luck.
It's not the first time. You guys have been in this position for, what, 40 years? So
keep
it up, boys, and silver and black.
Yeah, and thank you, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we'll see you in Vegas this year, too.
Absolutely. We're going to win it at your home stadium. How perfect would that be? I haven't even thought about that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. But. And so if you guys, before you go, if you guys are going to go to a game, are you guys thinking of the opener still?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're going to go there for watch Tua, complete 3% of his passes and just go start off swinging. And that's the plan right now. So we're going to go to the home opener.
Then that's the one I'm thinking of going because I would love to meet you guys. Shake
absolutely.
Your hands,
absolutely, brother. We'll Thunder Alley. We'll go do the whole deal. It'll be awesome.
Thunder Alley is where I would go, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll walk you through that. It'll be fun.
I'll find you guys.
So, all right, Daryl, dude, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for your time, man. It really means a lot. And thank you for all the support and all the questions, man. We do this because of this interaction and just hanging out with other fans. So thank you for everything, man.
Oh, my pleasure. And every time I do a question, I always do the hoo-ha. I got to get the Bulldog to the hoo-ha.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you just know it? The one question I did about 2 months ago, I forgot to put the hoo-ha's, and Bulldog gave me some gay-ass Robin Williams.
You got to have the hoo-ha.
And I went, Bulldog, no!
Hoo-ha! Hoo-ha!
But I got this week's question. I'm going to have him do Christopher Walken.
Love it.
So that'll be cool.
That's always
that'll
a good be cool. One. That's
you
a
guys
good
are the best. Man, I'm the only patron to your channel because I'm new to podcasts. I've been out of the loop of technology for so long. And it's just the last year and a half, I'm really getting back into things and learning. So thank you, my man.
We appreciate it, man. We really do. And we look forward to meeting you, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks, right. Kevin.
We'll talk to you soon.
Later, buddy.
See you.
Good night.
Well, Daryl, I am so sorry to disappoint. I just, I feel bad.
Oh, Daryl. Guess what, Daryl? I'm starting it off here. I know you're getting Christopher Walken later, but now you're getting Appuccino. Hoo-ah!
I dropped the ball.
Hoo-ah! I dropped the ball. Oh, hoo-ah! So sorry. No, won't happen again.
He's such a great guy, man. And, just I love being a Charger fan that long, you're just a diehard fan, dude. It's just reality.
There's just no way out.
There's no way out. You're locked in. So, him going, being there for the LT game is amazing. And, his first game, getting a scalp ticket for a preseason game and just going off.
And losing his mind.
Just, it's his first Charger game. I just love that. It's a great story.
Yeah, being able to figure out, okay, I like the pants. Mom, where was I born? Siri! Hey, Siri! Where was I born? San Diego. Okay, that's my team. All right.
I love it.
Yeah. So, Daryl, thank you so much.
Thanks, brother. What happened?
Whose Siri is going off?
Oh, your Siri. I don't hear it.
Shall I continue?
No! God! I thought it was one of your guys.
No, it's all you, dog.
I didn't even think I had that hooked up.
They're always watching.
All right, Daryl, thank you so much for coming on and chat with Kevin. Let's move it on now to the next segment. It is Ask Bolt Fam. She breath.
Click. Oh.
We're going in. Ha.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Go jam a thumb up his bottle. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam, and we started off with SRP Dad, who asked the question.
Hey, yo, it's been a while since I last joined in. I went to a buddy's wedding this past weekend, and Michael freaking Davis was in attendance. I didn't get a chance to speak to him, but he seemed like a super humble and genuine guy.
I mean, I feel the, like, he's there, this is weird. What do I do? I'm not like,
ask
how
him to slow dance.
I get it. But yeah, you gotta find a way to,
you gotta get
it.
Weasel in there, something.
Oh man. I get the nervousness, like, though.
100%. I would have been, dog, I would have cried my pants too. Yeah.
And but does he like being called Vato is the question? Because you could yell that just across the dance floor and see what he does.
It feels like the environment, because the broads gave me a real hard time about not talking to Chase Daniel at that birthday party.
Hard time.
But I knew I was going to be dressing up as Chase from Paw Patrol in advance. I knew that was coming. Yeah. So there, it feels like a much more difficult way of breaking the ice. Whereas when you're at a wedding, everyone's kind of like, you know.
Sure. You know, they're in a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. So
getting loose.
Yeah, I don't know. That's cool that you saw him. And you now have you know you have a mutual connection.
True.
So play into that mutual connection.
There you go. Lean in.
Go
that.
Through yeah. that guest list and figure out how that connects.
How did he get here?
It's
time to start Sherlock Holming this shit. Let's go.
Yeah. As long as he's not a plus one, you got an in.
You got an in somewhere. Yeah.
And if
yeah.
he's a plus one, you just got to work a little harder to figure out how he got there.
Chase is on the case. So
I hope you.
SRP Dad, thank you for the awesome story.
Thanks,
and,
brother.
And hope you figure it out. Let's move on now to the Bryce is Right bitch.
Certified fresh.
Who asked the question. Job well done, surfer dude. I will say that you did a fantastic job covering the Arizona game as we watched our Bolts come away with the dub. But I was caught off guard that you didn't do one of your good old famous fat dick licking, Raider sucking, ball bust and pull out your good old Nathan bong rips in the middle while Kyler Murray is getting picked off by Derwin James. But that's okay, dude. But I'm just wondering, did you leave your weed at home? Did your cleaning lady steal it? Or perhaps you accidentally left it behind in the aircraft lavatory? What happened? By the way, I would love to get together with you guys someday, drink some beers, and talk shit about the Raiders while we play a beautiful round of golf like any normal lad would do. Also, thank you for the kind compliments on the name. Oh, and Coach, did you actually have a BBQ on Memorial, or did you go to OG's? Okay, guys, have an incredible weekend with your families. Can't love you. Bye.
Not certified fresh. I take it back.
Already gave compliments, man. Yeah.
Play stupid games, get stupid prizes. I'm sorry, Bryce. I knew I loved that name.
It's that European air still wafting around your face.
Just made me dumber.
Blame it on Europe.
When all else fails, blame it on Europe.
It's Europe.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, for those that obviously aren't on Patreon, I do some wacky announcers and the Surfer
one.
Bro calling the Cardinals game from last year. Yeah, all right. There was a pretty sweet pick by Derwin James.
I think that might be my favorite little thing we do, because we have all these little new little fun segments over on Patreon, and that one's my personal favorite, because Kyle and I have nothing to do with it. So it's like we're watching
it for us.
When you all do too. It's like, what did he come up with this time? This is awesome.
Well, I'm slowly going through the list of voices. So we'll see who shows up on the next one. But as we record this is a Memorial Day. Did you have a barbecue there, Kyle? Did you go to OG's?
I did not make it to OG's. It would have been fun. But OG's is a special place for sporting events. It really is. So it's saved for big time football games, and there was nothing good to watch today. The Celtics got absolutely destroyed in basketball, and the hockey game, the Stars just rolled over and took it from the Golden Knights. So it wasn't a fun. No sports were worthy of OGs today.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, that
wasn't OG worthy.
It wasn't OG worthy. All right. Well, the Bryce is Right bitch. Thank you for asking the question.
Fucking name. What a perfect name.
It's also, it's Wooly's delivery of bitch.
Bryce is Right bitch.
Bitch. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Zachary Shelton, who asked the question. This might sound bad, but could the loss and the way it happened in the playoffs be a good thing? We will come in with more motivation and we'll be more pissed off and we'll just be ready to kick ass.
I mean, that shameless positivity. It can only go one of two ways, right? It's not going to be a neutral. You get come back like that. Yeah. You don't get a first down. You can't get one stop. Like, you can't just move on with your day after something like that. It's either going to be something that you use as motivation and fuel, or it's something that
eats you alive and swallows you up. So
take that lemon and you make lemonade. That's how exactly. You do it.
If the schedule release is anything to be believed as far as what the feeling is with the Chargers, you got to believe that, like, yes, stamping on the receipt, we recognize it happened, it's time to move on.
Well, the social media team has, at least.
That's hopefully what I'm saying. Like, if it's
catch up.
If it's to be believed that, like, that's the vibe, then
And then, as a fan, that's all we can do is hope that they're going to be better because
of course
we had to endure that god awful game in freaking Hawaii and ruin my trip. And year we're going to be better because of it.
It ruined a lot of things for a lot of people.
Did.
So, we got to use it as motivation there, Zachary. But thank you for asking the question. Hey, let's move it on now to Daryl Sandlin.
I know him.
Hey, who asked the question? Happy Memorial Day, guys. Okay, two questions today. Number one, is it just me or is anyone else curious and excited to see what Hunter Campmoyer can do in Coach Moore's system? He looked really good last preseason, and I feel that one fumble cost him a chance in Labadie's system. I have a sneaky suspicion that Moore has plans for him as a diamond in the rough. This one is for Kyle. This is question two, those keeping track at home. From a coach's standpoint, would you utilize Max Duggan in some run formation plays that could really throw a defense off, seeing as how he's quite effective in that area? Thanks, guys. Because of you, my Tuesdays are the best. Okay, love you. Bye.
You're the best, Daryl.
No, you're the best, Daryl.
You're the best. You're the best around. There's a fly
nothing
in here.
Unless you're a fly.
Unless you're a fly.
All right. So, Hunter Campmoyer. Looked good in preseason last year. Find a way into Coach Moore's system.
I think all the tight ends got to be excited. If it is what it is, like, but that's that. Then again, that's what he keeps saying. It's like, if there's a tool, I'm going to use it. And if that's not something that we're strong at, then I'm not going to. So I don't think he's going to force it. But if one of these guys is a stud that maybe just went underutilized, as you're saying with Hunter, like maybe he just had one play and Lombardi couldn't look past it, and now he's going to get a second chance. That'd be huge. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think anyone in the offense is excited about having a new opportunity to prove themselves and like get on the field more.
Definitely.
I like the clean slate with the same brushes kind of thing, where we have all the same players, but like how they're going to be used could be so different.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
that's what I'm kind of excited to see how he utilizes it. I'm as much as I'm excited for Charger football, I'm excited for what Kellen Moore is going to do for us.
Yeah,
because that's just going to take all of our excitement even higher if all of our players are doing well.
Yeah, I'm excited for some coach's corner from Kyle showing us all the different things that Kellen Moore is doing differently than what we saw last season. And then for you, Kyle, as far as a coach's standpoint, utilizing Max Duggan in some run formation, I assume he means kind of like how Taysom Hill for the New Orleans Saints, kind of something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you see Max Duggan having that kind of capability?
He's a gritty, hard-nosed guy that plays really, really hard. Mm-hmm. But Sounds he's like not Duggan. Built. He's not built to run the ball in the NFL.
Great name, by the way.
That's not, yeah.
Great name, again, by the way.
I don't think he'll be active on game days. He'll be that third quarterback that's in break glass in case of emergency guys. So you don't build your playbook around something like that.
Right.
I think you'll see in the preseason that he does have the ability to run because he did it in college. But I don't think they change the playbook or adjust anything based on Max Duggan. It'd be cool, but I don't think he's that much of a pocket knife yet to see like us actually adding stuff just for him.
Great point.
They also, the other final thing is anytime you start to think about like, hey, we should add in this one play for this guy, the amount of time that it takes to perfect the play, it's not like Madden where you can just draw up a play and then the guys on the computer knows how to execute it perfectly.
Right.
It takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of reps to get these things perfected. So it's tough to add in specialty plays like this that maybe you run once or twice a year, just based on the amount of time that it takes to get it actually to a place where it's going to work. I mean, we see the Chargers run the jet sweep once or twice a year, and it always seems like it blows up because somebody misses an assignment because they're just not used to running it. So
yeah,
I'd rather us perfect what we do and the bread and butter and just go kill people with that.
Do you
take some souls with that?
With some bread and butter. Do you think it'd be interesting to see like, if there is any validity to this, but who is activated as that second and third guy? Do they like, based on game plan, do they shift who is two and who is, break glass in case of emergency? Because I think there's a whole psychology to this that teams are going to have to figure out how they're going to utilize it. Because, you could put Max out there and do something like this, knowing that if something were to happen to him, you still got Easton Stick in that break glass case of emergency third. I know everything you said goes against everything you just said, but I think there's some psychology to that that the coaches are going to have to think about.
I think if Max Duggan was listed as like a tight end, because I think that's the situation with Taysom Hill in New Orleans.
Oh, he's over some fantasy league I was in because he was a QB tight end slash, and how the hell do you do that?
Right, exactly. So I think if Max Duggan was listed as a tight end, then we could probably expect some weird trickery to happen with that. But because he's strictly listed as a QB, unless something happens between now and the start of the season, I got to imagine it's going to just play out like Kyle explained, where it's like, okay, you got to have one of these guys dress up but not play,
sure,
just in case situation. And I think it'll be interesting to see who ends up winning that second spot. Who is the one that's going to be the break the glass? Is it going to be Easton Stick or is Max Duggan going to come in and be like, no, this is my job?
Well, buddy, I don't know if you have to win that second spot, is what I'm saying. Like, I think depending on how the season's going, that's a flexible spot now.
Sure.
It doesn't need to be like decided on to a certain extent. I don't know. Maybe I'm dumb.
No, I get what you're saying.
Might be dumb. Probably dumb.
Daryl Sandlin, you're thinking, and we like that here at the Charger Chat. So thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to, God dang it, I know this person. They told us their name is pronounced a very specific way, and I want to make sure that I get it right because we know that you texted us and that said in this very specific way, and I know what's going to happen here shortly. It's on the tip of my tongue. Wait for it. It's going to happen. Byerly. That's Devin Byerly who asked the question.
You did it. That was awesome.
Have you seen the pictures of Herbert and Kellen Moore together and how happy they look? Great signs coming out of training camp considering Lombardi always looked grumpy at practice. Can't wait for this relationship between these guys. Pulled up, guys.
Just like when I saw that picture, it was just like the, why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? That's the kind of vibe I get from those two as they're like jogging to the next station or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it is funny that like people were immediately, well, let's pull up some pictures of Joe Lombardi and find the grumpiest cat looking photos that we could possibly find. And put them side by side with each other.
Well, and somebody just posted a video that is when I first saw it, it was funny, but in hindsight, it's not as funny. It's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad, really.
Did you guys see this one with Lombardi when he basically was like, Staley, he just doesn't like any of my calls. He's like, whenever I say a call over the radio, he's like, he like was talking to Justin and the offensive staff about that in some mic'd up thing. It sounded like he was joking, but in reality,
he's like, he doesn't like the place I call.
No, it was pretty aggressive. In afterwards, it's a different connotation.
Wow.
So,
well, I don't know that we'll have that issue with Kellen Moore, but
more
only
birds.
Time will tell.
More birds suddenly appearing. You know
what
That's
I mean? That's right. Devin Byerly, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Rebolted 2006.
That's such a bad joke.
Who asked the question? Do you think this is the year we see Justin really take control of the offense, change plays at the line of scrimmage, adjust the offense to pick up the pressure, etc.? Or do you expect to see that more in the second year of Kellen Moore's system? Should he be showing this already? Or was I just spoiled by the legendary Philip Rios? K, love you, bye.
I think you saw Phil making those checks because he's he was the loudest guy on the field. And
True.
He was very animated. And you could tell when he was pointing at people and doing... I'm sure he's doing a lot of this at the line of scrimmage. You're just not seeing it at the level that Philip Rios did.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be tough right off the get for him to be like calling the shots week one.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since, like we talked about earlier, maybe he's not going to get any reps in the preseason.
True.
So I don't know. I don't remember because I was a kid when Philip Rivers first started playing for the Chargers, but I don't remember if it was right off the get, like he was out there coaching, you know? I remember it vividly there at the end of his career, the last 5-6 years, but
yeah.
It feels like it's something that you have to master. And like when guys would be brought in to be the new offensive coordinator, they'd go to Phil and be like, hey, what do you want to run? Whereas that's not the case yet with Justin. It's like, let's see what weapons we have. Let's see how we can best manipulate them. Maybe we can keep terminology close. But it's still going to be a learning curve as much as Justin's used to it by now. He's only had the same OC once consecutive years. So I don't think you're going to see the Philip Rivers up there changing plays at the line like we had hoped maybe Justin would be at this point in his career.
Right. Yeah. Asking him to go from the quarterback that just claps to all of a sudden being animated and calling and audibles and stuff like that. It could still happen. I just don't know that it would happen in the year that you get a new offensive coordinator that's going to be implementing some new plays into the system.
I just remembered Phil basically telling the defense what defense they were in and why it was the wrong defense for the play that was coming all at the line of scrimmage. And they would interview players after the fact. Like, how does he know that?
Yeah.
That's just years of experience, and hopefully Justin will catch that. But Phil's one of a kind, dude. No one quite like Phil Rivers.
Yeah. So, Rebolted 2006, thank you for asking the question. And I know that you included a song for us to sing, but none of us know that song. I didn't know the guy that you asked for us to sing until
we're old.
Read the question. We're old. We're like that old classic rock kind of guy. So.
Oh, no. Yacht rock? We're yacht rockers.
Sure. Yeah, we're... Yeah. The white in the beard is not makeup, my friend. It is indeed full age showing there. So I apologize. I mean, it was a great lyric written, but I just want to say I saw it. I liked it. I just didn't know how to perform it. So thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Tom Telesco's burner account.
TTBA.
Who asked the question? Yo, what's good? It's me, Tom T's burner. Staley and the management finally committed to bringing in help to the middle of our defense, which was the weakest part of our roster, in my opinion. Really stoked on Matlock and some of our undrafted free agents. I would have went Trenton Simpson at middle linebacker, but I'm still stoked. We addressed the position when we did in the third, and I think... he will be a serious upgrade over Murray. I am getting higher and higher on Q Johnston. He really looks like a high-ceiling NFL player out in OTAs. My question is, how many 30-plus point games do you think the Herb Moore tandem will bring us? I think over 11, including 4 or more 40-point games.
Ooh.
Oh, dream with me, bros. Love the content. I need a crossover with the Bold Bros soon. The energy will be amazing. Catch you later, dude. K, you bye. Peace out, fuckers.
Cursing in that voice is great.
Go fuck yourself. Love it. All right. So 30 plus point games. He's predicting over 11.
I love that.
That's 17.
17 30 plus game point games.
How many 40 burgers?
17.
17 40 burgers?
17.
The most prolific offense in the history of the National Football League.
Wait, Shameless and positive. Preseason, so 20.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
20 40 burgers. Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's what I'm expecting out of this season. So it is what it is. Are they going to hit it? Maybe not, but.
Maybe not.
That's what question. I expect.
They might.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyle says you're 11 and I raise you to 17.
Yeah.
Kyle, I'm
pushing my
bar.
Chips in.
Yeah.
All right. Tom Telesco's burner account. Thank you for asking the question.
And welcome back.
That was a great energy on that question too, Tommy T.
I love it. I love you.
More of that, please. Tom, I'm asking you more. Let's move on now to Caesar, who asked the question. How many wins will the Chargers end up this season? Okay, love you, bye. P.S. We don't need D. Hopkins, but we want D. Hop.
I just don't want D. Hopkins going to the Chiefs. That's all I don't want.
Yeah.
That feels inevitable. It really does so feel inevitable.
Gross. So gross. I was talking to one of my friends that I work with, friends that's a Chiefs fan, and he was like, yeah, we'll probably get him. I'm like, why are you so nonchalant about it? Fucking confident that you're just going to get all the guys you always want. Yeah. I'm tired of that kind of like New England Patriot fucking pompous energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
hope he doesn't listen to this, and he probably won't, but fuck that guy. You know who you are.
I'll see you. I'll see you Monday.
I'll see you Wednesday.
All right.
How many would be the end of our friendship if you listened to this?
It really would be.
Yeah.
Bitch. How many wins? 17.
17.
Technical difficulties.
Drop the ball, you guys. 17. Here we are.
All right. There you go. Okay. Let's just calm down. Settle down.
So realistically, we're going 17-0. We're on the same page fully, right?
Why until I get proven otherwise. Expecting losses.
It was a test. I gave you an option to back out of this and you didn't do it. A+.
I look at the schedule. I'm out like, yeah, we're going to lose that game. I don't think that of any game that I look at.
Do you ever watch those like NFL shows where they like go through every team's thing and they put a loss next to a name? I get so pissed.
I'm like, how whoever's dare doing you
it. I'm like,
I don't know who's doing it.
I know. I don't know who you are. But I don't like you, and I don't like what you're saying.
Have we lost to the Chiefs a lot? Yeah, we have. Are we going to lose to them
like,
for a matter of fact this year? No.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
We're going to beat them twice in my mind. So, or else why would I watch the game if I thought we were going to... Like, if you're doing that and you're putting an L next to a game, you're not allowed to watch that game. That's my new rule. If you go through the schedule...
Start now.
New rule.
If you put an L next to one of those Chiefs games, you're not allowed to watch it.
No, get my rule. Out.
You're out on the front porch.
No ticket.
How do you go into the game thinking, we're probably going to lose this one? Why watch? Right?
Yeah, why go? Why show up?
That's that defeatist shit we don't support here at the Charger Chat Podcast.
All right. Caesar, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on out of Boltville.
Camera two. Cut to camera two.
Boy, you guys are so easily distracted. Let's move it on now to Boltville 714, who asked the question.
Cut.
Glaze my nipples and call them donut holes, boys. We got 15 Sundays left till football. Say, have y'all fellers heard what's been going on with those crooked felon pirate hookers? The news had me grin like a possum eating a sweet tater. I know, you know why? Because fuck them, that's why. Their season ended faster than a knife fight in a phone booth. Their organization is dumber than a pile of dog shit and as worthless as a gum on a boot heel. I'm telling y'all, you just can't make this shit up. The nation is in complete shambles because Jimmy G had to get surgery and now there's no telling how long he will be out for. Somewhere in a Louisiana swamp, there's a tree stump with a higher IQ than their GM. Do y'all think I can make me some quality moonshine with all them Raider tears? Bolt the fuck up, FTR, and can't love you, bye.
All right. Well, this was, yeah, fantastic news. It was just like, just so Raiders to see that, like, all right, well, we're going to let Derek Carr go, but we're going to get Jimmy Garoppolo. You guys like Jimmy Garoppolo? Yeah, right. We like Jimmy Garoppolo? Jimmy? Yeah.
He's just the Jimmy.
He's a Derek Carr that doesn't play.
Yeah. But apparently he had to get surgery on his foot. So he hasn't been able to, been able to take his physical. And if he does not pass his physical, then the Raiders don't owe him any money. Like, it is completely negated. Yeah, they could cut him.
They have to cut him if they don't want to pay him. That'd be like,
exactly. They have to cut him if they don't want to pay him, and he can't pass this physical. So who's going to be the quarterback for this team that didn't draft a quarterback in the draft?
It's like they just brought somebody on. He's like a 38. I can't remember his name. A 38-year-old. Who was it, Kyle? Because they just lost their backup quarterback to the Saints, I think. No, the Broncos. So they don't even know who they have on their roster. Like, they don't even know what's going on.
Brian Hoyer.
Hoyer, that's what it was. Hoyer. He's played for like seven teams. He's so old.
Dude, let's just say he was a Browns quarterback.
Yeah.
That's all
I remember that.
Skidmark Steve.
So, yes, it is pretty dang funny.
It's just somebody posted this and it really lit my day up. It was like, you know, when you just see something that's so funny that you just like, it kind of warms up your heart. It warmed my heart up pretty good after that.
Raiders making bad decisions is heartwarming.
And seeing in the comments of Raider fans, like, why do I even follow this team? Why do we even play the football? You know, just like fully melting down. I spent a good hour looking at the comments on there.
And giggling.
Just giggling my little.
Just liking them.
Yeah. A whole bunch of
like,
likes.
Like.
Retweet. That one's good.
I don't know what that voice was, retweet. But that was funny.
Retweet. That was good.
All right. Bullbill714, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Chargers Truther.
Well, sure.
Who asked the question?
What do you think the weakest part of our team will be in 2023?
I think it's going to be the training staff because they're not going to have a lot to do because there's not going to be any injuries. That's called a
shamelessly positivity.
Negative question. Heisman, spin, first down. I'd explain it out so people just listening could see it. I gave you a visual interpretation.
Just a first down.
Just a first down.
Yeah.
No,
that's good. It was solid. It was a solid play.
Keep it realistic a little bit here. I'm not running for
it. It's not a game winner. It's just a solid play.
First down. Yeah. Keep the sticks moving.
First down. Yeah, I can't figure out what the weakest part of our team, because that's the thing, is like, even in the offseason, you might be like, well, we could use some backup here. We're not really sure how well this guy's going to do, but it's like, they might come out and be like, oh man, that's like the strongest part of the team. So,
yeah. What's crazy, and we didn't bring this up earlier, but everyone agreed to change the rules on kickoffs.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
That now the fair catch, you can fair catch anywhere inside the 25 and you get the ball at the 25.
Yep.
So we spent a draft pick on
punts.
The best returner in college football that's punt now not going to return any kicks.
He did his best work on punting, though, on punt returns.
Yeah, punt returns, but you might get the occasional, like, we need a big play here. Let's go try to get the ball to the 50.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm just thinking of through, like, the weakest parts of the team. I don't think it's going to be our special teams. That doesn't help, the fact that we can't even return kicks. And other teams aren't going to return. I guess maybe that's a good thing.
Sure.
Our
field position was always pretty rough.
Not last year, but it was always suspect. I just don't know why they did that. Like, just put the ball at 25 then.
Yeah, why are we even?
Yeah, why are we kicking it?
Well, it still keeps it interesting in the sense that you could, like, I think there's an element where you're like, it's more of like, what's going to happen now? Like, if the kickoff team is running down there and they've seen 85, 90% of the time is fair catches, and all of a sudden, boop, it's like, there's something that kind of interesting about that.
Keeps them honest.
Glasses half full approach. Right. Still sucks because they're making football softer, and I don't like that. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The weakest part of our team will be the new stupid rules in football.
Love it.
New stupid rules.
Are not abiding by the new stupid rules.
There you go. All right, Chargers truther, I don't think that was the answer you wanted, but thank you for asking question. Let's move on now to Glenn Flores, who asked the question.
Many Charger fans are concerned that we have done little to improve in a couple areas. Most people would like to see us add to the safety position. Others believe we need to improve linebacker and running back. What areas of this team, if you could, would you choose to improve?
Yeah, great points as far as, you know, we have been hearing that as far as like depth of positions and stuff like that, you know, a little weaker in some areas.
But that's what's interesting about this current roster is that we're talking about the depth. We're talking about the backup guys, what you want, what you want there. I think if you looked at our starters, if everyone's healthy, this is one of the better looking Charger rosters we've had in a long time. Everywhere from offensive line to defensive line, to linebackers. Like, I think there's something to be said for all the starters. If you want to talk about depth, I think safety is the one that you should be concerned about a little bit, and cornerback, just because we don't know what J.C. Jackson's going to be doing. And we both know,
we haven't replaced Callahan either.
We all know how important the secondary is to this defense and how they excel is with creative secondary play. So those are the two areas that I'm kind of looking to improve.
Yeah. So I think if it were up to us, those would be the areas. But there's still potential time between now and the start of the season to still pick up a couple of veteran guys, which I still think we are going to do.
I believe so, too.
Yeah. So I think we just kind of have to wait and see. But, hey, great question, Glenn Flores. Appreciate it. Let's move it on now to Mr. Peck R., who asked the question.
Okay. Here is what we got going on. All right. You can only pick each player, coach, owner one time. Who would you pick in Star Wars Edition, okay? Who would look best in Carbonite? In Leia's Jabba outfit? Who's the Jar Jar on this team? Who's Luke Skywalker? And who is his daddy and what does he do? And just for S&Gs, that's Sheets and Giggles for those that don't know. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. BTFU, FTRK, I love you, bye.
Pecker.
All right, Star Wars edition, picking a player, coach, owner one time.
This is hard for me. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. I'm sorry if that is offensive to anyone.
We can just do it one at a time. Who would look best in Carbonite? So that's Han Solo, frozen in Carbonite.
Don't know what Carbonite means.
Oh my God, I just explained Kyle. It. Dad, I'm calling Dad and letting him know that
you remember when Han Solo was frozen in Carbonite? He was in a block.
Nothing? Oh,
brother.
F*** me.
Kevin, I think this is a question for me and you. So who would look best in Carbonite?
Carbonite. I think abs are going to really step out. I think I've got to go.
Is it somebody you don't like?
You're preserving them. They're not dead. You're preserving them in Carbonite. Who do I want to preserve?
That you would want to unleash in the postseason.
Interesting. Ooh,
good question.
Who do you want at full strength later on?
I think I want Derwin James. Derwin James. I think a Carbonite Derwin James would be just right.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to use that answer again.
Just I know, it's fine. Up.
Who would look best in Leia's Jabba outfit?
Sexy time.
Sexy time. Who would look sexy time in a bikini, essentially, Kyle?
Who you got, Kyle? You can answer. This is just bikini. This is just sexy time. Yeah. You know sexy.
I still can't answer.
Swimsuit
dish. I'm still going to bow out, boy.
Kyle stepped away from this question. Let's go. I don't think it would look the best, but I think it'd be the funniest.
Sure.
I think Jamari Khalil Sawyer.
Mack. Oh, there you go. I like that. Jamari Sawyer. I can get behind that.
And this, I mean, no offense by this. I think he has the best chance of filling the cups. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He has the best chance of really making that thing look like it belongs. So I'll pick Jamari.
Wow. All right.
wowed me.
Filling the cups.
Filling the cups. Is that the
episode title? Writing that down as an episode title.
Fill those cups.
I meant no offense whatsoever. I love you, Jamari. I really, truly do.
Good luck getting him on the show.
Guys, don't try and spin this on me, okay? How dare you? Having fun
The Jar Jar of the team, I'm going to say Easton Stick. I think he's the always annoying. There. No, he's just always there. Stupid. But you don't really see him throughout the entirety of the trilogy.
Least part about the Chargers roster is the shittiest
exactly.
part.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah okay. The goofiest one, probably.
The goofy butthole.
Luke Skywalker, we can all agree. Justin Herbert. Justin obviously. Herbert. That's an easy one. That's a slam dunk.
And who is
his daddy? Daddy and what does he do?
Justin. Let's go.
Is that Brandon Staley?
Let's go. I'm going to go Kellen Moore.
Dan Fowler.
And he calls.
Kellen Moore. That's
he calls
good.
The shots.
That's true.
What does he do? Calls the shots.
He calls the shots. Mr. Pekka. All right. Thank you.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Mr. Pekka, thank you for asking the question.
I really regret saying that.
It's now to Forever Bolts. Who asked the question?
Any news on Jalen Guyton's recovery?
I don't know. Is he?
We know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there was any mention of him being at OTAs. I know they talked about JC Jackson.
We saw JC running.
Working on the side, yeah.
I haven't seen Jalen at all. But giving him the contract, you have to assume that means
damn close.
It's good. He's gonna
everything's
be good to go.
Looking, yeah. Everything's lining up for him to be out right. there. So, well,
and ACL reconstruction is so different than what it used to be. Like when we first became Charger fans, like they come back stronger and like they actually replace a lot of
better.
I've heard like the way they do it is like they replace it and it's much stronger.
You know what? I'm glad I broke my ACL.
Time to level up here.
And I'm not afraid
we
to
all
say
should.
It. I'm glad.
Not
off season, tearing ACLs. Wait, wait, cut that out. We can't put that out there. That can't be in the universe.
No.
We're in the off season right now.
This is sarcasm, folks. Okay.
Boy, this episode. Yeah.
Let's move it along to 33 cheese balls.
Forever bolts.
Move it along. 33 cheese balls.
Move it on. To 30 cheese balls.
Roll over to 33 cheese balls.
Who asked of the all the names to be up next?
I love that you said it with a straight face and then it hit you.
I just got this realization of what I'm doing right now. In talking to you guys about the Chargers and pretty questions from people with the username 33 cheese balls. Like, this is part of my day right now.
Oh, God, I'm crying.
This is your life.
33 cheese balls who asked the question.
Let's go.
What part of Brandon Staley's latest mic'd up got you guys the wettest? Some suggestions. The team that's in shape can play forever. Kind of hope we get, like, 3 takeaways today. They're throwing some verticals. We're going to be a team that dominates the fourth quarter. 33 cheese balls. Great question, by the way. I don't know if anybody else saw. Yeah, who watched. They mic'd up Staley for the OTAs and
so threw out good. Some great classic Staleyisms.
Great little tidbits. I think he picked the best ones, honestly. Like, I can't think of others. Like, I remember, you know, they did like a quick mashup of like, hey, where's the music? Let's get some music out here. Can we create a vibe? Like, let's
pump the shit up.
Which I think is kind of cool, you know, trying to create a vibe. But yeah, team the stage in shape can play forever.
Well, my take on this, this is great for us as fans. When you hear coach coming out of the gates for day one of practice saying this, you know you're running so many goddamn sprints and it's going to suck.
Yeah.
End of practice, gassers.
You're pissed.
You're like, oh shit. Like, basically they're being punished for how that playoff game went with gassers. And if you don't know what gassers are, it's 50 yards.
Good for you.
Yards.
Good for you.
Good honestly. For you.
You don't want to know because it blessed. Sucks.
You're living a better life.
Because usually throw up comes, Gatorade or water comes out right after you're done with your set of these, and it's not pretty.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, some great, great quotes. If you haven't seen it, go check it out on the Chargers YouTube page. But 33 cheese balls. God bless you, and thank you for asking the question.
Damn it.
Let's move it on to Bet Bolt.
Certified Fresh.
Who asked the question, yes.
Hi, guys. I've been a fan since Fouts was hobbling around and slinging it all over the field. Super excited to see the new Kellen Moore offense with our skilled players. My question is this. Why hasn't the team ever worn throwbacks to honor that era? The royal helmets and jerseys with yellow face masks and pants are almost as iconic as the powder blues. Now that they've opened up the uni laws, I'm hopeful they will. Here's hoping for a speedy, healthy offseason. I'm so ready for the Bulls to finally live up to their potential and shut up all the naysayers. Thanks for all your positivity, FTR, FTC, and FTB.
They haven't announced the jersey schedule yet, have they?
No, no, no.
That usually comes a little bit further down the line, but getting some alts. Yeah, the alt helmet is in effect. I don't know that the Chargers will take advantage of it. I would like to think they would, but
I want exactly what he just said here. The Navy with the yellow pants and the Navy helmet, dude, it would look so mean.
Yeah.
It would look so mean if they did that.
Yeah. So we're hoping that eventually happens. I don't know if they're trying to really cement in the new logo and uniforms for like giving it like a 5-year period or something like that before. Okay. Well, now we'll reference the old stuff, but
right.
Those of us that have been Charger fans for longer than that know that yes, these all, you know, with the Navy helmets, man, would just look so freaking cool.
Oh my God.
So
my God,
oh my God. Bet Bolt, we're with you, buddy. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Swipe a Graphics, who asked the question. Given y'all are going to a game this year, can we get an Instagram live of Wooly doing an entire game with his funny voices? Would make for a very fun Instagram live, I feel. Anyways, f*** the Raiders and K love you, bye.
That sounds like only a question one man can answer.
I think this is cool. It's just a question if you could be on for 3 hours.
First of all, if you're asking if I could do it at the game, you won't even hear me. The crowd is so loud at these games that I'll just be.
Oh, and the internet
like you
sucks.
Just you and yeah, the internet at SoFi ain't the greatest, but
the worst.
Will I do an entire game that I'm not at? Well, you know what? Let's try baby steps.
Quarter?
Let's try a quarter. We can try a quarter.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
God,
haven't lost any subscribers by the end of that first quarter, maybe we'll push it further. But
guys, I am just excited to hear this as you are right now because this is breaking news. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. I mean, listen, you're going to be sitting next to me, so you better be the one.
I get a front row seat. This is awesome. I'll feed you shit. I'll be your assistant. Tell me what you need. Do you need a towel?
Your stack guy.
You need a Gatorade? Yeah, I'll be your stack guy. I'll be ready to go.
Okay.
Analytics. This looks like a guy that knows analytics. Don't you agree? Look at his face. Yep. Analytics. Screams analytics.
All right. Let's all calm down. Swipe a Graphics, thank you for the recommendation.
After an announcement like that, I'm getting own up, baby.
Let's move it on now to James Melia, who asked the question.
Hi, guys. Now that we're in the dark days of no football, can you give me some film recommendations to watch of any genre with some football ones to get my nephew into football? He liked American Underdog. On last week's question, by the way, I liked Coach's Team.
Don't act surprised, Kevin.
Yeah, come on.
Fair enough. Okay.
Pick Joey Bosa first in a flag football game.
Whatever, get over it. Moving on. It was a great idea. Didn't work out.
It was a great idea.
So here's the question that this is going to set up everything. How cool of an uncle are you? Like what do you care what your sister or brother thinks about what you show to their kid? Because if you don't, you're cool as shit in my book. And you start with the program.
Program, yeah.
100%. He will see stuff in that movie that he's never seen before. I don't know how old this kid is. I'm just saying it'd be cool, uncle level 10. If he's starting with Underdog, I'm guessing younger. So it's up to you if you're a cool uncle or not. You know, it's not my thing.
There's a lot of good movies, again, age specific. Little Giants, if they're a younger 100%. Nephew, awesome movie. Friday Night Lights, incredible movie if you're trying to get them to play high school football. Remember the Titans, another killer. There's just so many. Honestly, I've never, I don't know if I can say that with confidence, but I don't, can't think of a football movie that I didn't like.
What was the one with, what's her name in the locker room speech? It was the Disney one that you
Cinderella
loved so much.
Cinderella something.
Story? Oh, yeah. You love that, one, didn't count. You, Kyle?
That's not a football movie. That's not
football. There's football in it.
That doesn't make it a football movie.
Technically, it does.
You're an idiot.
There's football in the movie. It's a football movie.
What's the one with Mark Wahlberg? Is that? That's not American.
Oh,
Underdog.
Invincible.
Invincible. That's a good one. That's a classic one. That's a cool. That's a cool uncle move right there because it's age
Kevin's
appropriate.
Brian song.
Yeah.
Brian
oh, there you
song.
Go. Yeah.
That's depressing as shit.
Do you want to make him cry?
So
watch Brian's song.
Yeah. That's so sad.
Rudy, classic.
Rudy's
a classic.
Gotta go, Rudy.
Yeah.
There's so many good football movies, man. Because it's
there
a
really
great. That's why we love football so much.
The Replacements. Longest Yard, old or new.
Yeah.
Either way.
And if you're listening to this, if we didn't say one of them, please put it in the comments because
there's so many.
There's
Radio,
There's that's a football
classic.
Movie, Kyle. One of those classic football movies you love so much.
That's way more football than the Cinderella story.
I don't know. There seemed to be a lot of football in Cinderella
story. I don't know.
Never seen it, but I think it's a football movie.
All right. James Melia, thank you for asking the question.
Sorry.
Let's move on now to Bolted Asherman, who asked the question.
In my honest, sexy bitch opinion, these slippery whoops, who got excited that I tightened my grip and it shot right out of my hand. Anyway, these squirmers are never going to give us 100% fully actualized, firm and tight Justin Herbert with a little hunty of a defensive head coach. We all love Staley's wit and toughness as well as his cute little fanny. But we need a creative, aggressive, tall, well-built man with a long, dirty blonde hair and untamed lust for flesh and a long, hard... Herbo! I'm sorry, drifted off again. Old lady brain. What we need is a creative, aggressive, offensive head coach. Justin needs more than 2 years in any one scheme. What do you hunks think? Now you sexy stud muffins have a good day. I'm going to pound out some bread. Bake out some... Well, okay, love you, bye. P.S. Wreck the faders.
All right. Bolted Ash.
That was...
Basically calling for a new head coach.
I'm still hung up on the sexy grandma, but yeah. I'm not. I like Staley, man. I do. I think once
we
Staley
all
gets
love
his,
Staley.
We you know, and Justin Herbert's been pretty steady throughout his tenure. Let our head our defensive head coach get his defense right.
Yeah,
like let us get where he should be defensively.
Yeah,
and then we'll see what this team is because there's that phrase: defense wins championships. So
yeah,
if we can do that with an awesome new offensive coordinator, it's not time to give up yet.
Yeah, and given that we at least can see that the team recognized, hey, Joe Lombardi, and that ain't it. Let's bring in arguably one of the best offensive coordinators in the league right now, Kellen Moore. Come on. So
yeah, it's just the story of. When you have a head coach that's your offensive guy, it's going to be consistent because head coaches get a little bit more leash.
Sure. That makes sense.
You're going to get the 4 years, 5 years to prove yourself. And throughout that time, you're going to have the same system. Mm-hmm. Whereas if Kellen Moore kills it, who knows? A year, he might be out and be a head coach. So you're going to have a pretty consistent turnover there at the offensive coordinator position, which right now, offense wins championships, as we've seen with the Chiefs. They just score more points than everyone. So. I understand the idea, but right now that's just not where we're at. I want to win right now.
Right.
And right now the best way to win is with Brandon Staley. So let's go all in with it.
Absolutely. Bolted Asherman, we see what you're saying, but we got to politely disagree. Thank you, though, for asking the question. Absolutely. Now let's move on to Senior Snappy. And for those of you who haven't heard previous episodes, Senior Snappy tends to write scripts. And we love Senior Snappy here. So for your viewing pleasure, here comes Electric Pineapple Episode 1, written by Senior Snappy. Interior, car, day. Kyle struggles to keep his head concealed beneath a tiny blanket in the back of a red Cordoba as it speeds down a dusty road somewhere in the hills of rural Baja California, Mexico. At the wheel is Ricardo. His loosened bow tie dangling from his neck, he looks determined and in love.
Where are you taking us?
We journey to meet Rigberto, my own dearest friend. He will know what to do, but I must phone him first to warn him of our arrival.
Ricardo begins to look for his phone, his panic growing in his driving more erratic as he realizes it is not with him.
My e-phone!
What's up?
My e-phone! It has vanished. We must go back.
The head of Wooldog emerges from the tiny blanket.
Hold on, Ricardo. Relax, man. You left your iPhone in the bathroom counter in episode 215. It's right here.
Wooldog hands the sapphire-encrusted phone to Ricardo.
Oh, so, Wooldog, you've come through yet again.
The car screeches to a halt. Dust fills the cab, and Kyle and Wooldog cough violently. Ricardo, completely unfazed by the action, dials his iPhone and begins an animated conversation in Spanish.
Ricardo, why are we stopping?
His face turns sallow. Ricardo ends his call and sets his phone on the vinyl seat next to him.
My friend, he will not take us in. He says it is too dangerous, that there is no place dark enough in Baja California for the golden voice of the cartel to lie low. There is only one solution. We must make a run for the border.
A bell gongs. A Taco Bell, that is. The sound is the Taco Bell gong.
I can't go back to California. I'm wanted.
And what about me? I want you as well, Wooldog.
Oh, cool.
Wooldog, I need your help. I must return to Hollywood before Benedict Cumberbatch ruins my good name, rebooting another one of my legendary characters.
Okay, so what do you want from us?
I need a hand. I need your hand.
Whoa, a plot twist.
So this is why you followed me all this time?
It is only a marriage of convenience, and then we can see where things go.
What's... all so sudden.
Everyone from Via Fontana to Llano Grande knows El Wulpero. The Don will surely catch you.
Hey, Ricardo? If you could just take me back to my truck, the two of you can finish your conversation in private.
Kyle, don't leave me, man.
I think I've got a better shot on my own.
No, Kyle, stay with us. We need you. We need... a padre to conduct a ceremony.
Well, you're in a pickle now, Wooldog. Do you go along with this scheme of Ricardo or take your chances going after old Kyle? Good thing is the off season and you've got time.
Fade to black.
That was right. Way more fun than I thought it was going to be. Kyle, you really stepped it up at the end there.
Yeah, hey, round of applause for Kyle and his acting chops, ladies and gentlemen.
He sight-read that.
Before the end, I was given two word lines there. Didn't have a lot of opportunity for acting.
But when it mattered most, you stepped up to the plate and you killed it. You were natural.
And
natural.
Thanks for the script.
And it goes without saying, Adam, holy shit, dude. Tour de force. Tour de force performance.
All right. So the question is, do I take Ricardo Montalban's hand in marriage or do I take my chances and get away with Kyle?
It's a tough, I think it's a tough
I don't know
one.
What to tell you. It sounds like a decision you got to make.
I mean, all right. I'm thinking about like everything previous that led up to this was like,
I forgot.
I mean, so yeah, much. It's been a long time. Yeah. There's been quite a few chapters and I think I was, I can't remember if I was kidnapped, but I remember I almost shit my pants. Yes, that's very true. I had a hard time finding a bathroom in like drug cartel mafia situation and Ricardo Montalban.
Where's your dog?
Yeah.
Wolpero.
Wolpero.
I don't know. Senior Snappy. Where's Wolpero? Where's my dog, man? All right. So I'm going to say, I kind of want to say marry Ricardo Montalban just for the story alone.
Where could this go?
I mean,
because I'll probably stay involved somehow.
Well, clearly you got to, we need a padre to conduct the marriage. So let's go with it, Senior Snappy. Let's see where this train takes us. I'm excited to see what happens with Ricardo Montalban and myself and Kyle and the reemergence of Little Wolpero. But hey, thank you for an awesome script.
Well done, sir.
We really appreciate it. And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Danny Lags.
Danny!
Who asks the best question.
Hey, yo, young bucks. Yes, let's freaking go through the great white shark moves on. Let's finish off the Furious Four. Next match. In a huge area based on a pony ranch that was thunderstruck. This meaning the pony show is engulfed in flames, including every building, corral, and even Russ's office. No ponies were harmed in the making of this question. Bring out the fully armed elite Spartan Leonidas voices a samurai. Mortal Kombat rules, best out of two rounds, fully healthy each round. Who wins?
All right. I feel a divisive answer coming on.
I know.
I have to read through this again.
All right. So we've got Leonidas, who's essentially like 300, leader of the Spartans, versus a samurai. It's a giant, thunderstruck corral.
Everything's on fire.
Everything is on fire. Who's gonna win?
This isn't the answer I want to give, but I have.
Wait. Let's do the count of three and let's figure this out, okay?
How do you have a best of two rounds? So we make it.
I think he meant two out of three. Yeah, okay. He had to mean two out of three.
Okay.
Best of three, samurai, Spartan. Here we go. One, two, three, samurai. Spartan. Whoa, what happened?
Kyle!
Adam, you're on your own.
I'm on my own little island.
Yeah, the Spartan is the next level, dude. The physique.
It has multiple weapons.
It's got the weapon skills samurai has. Got shield, helmet. I just don't think, the samurai sword's up to the task helmet. Of a spear.
The samurai doesn't have any, like...
The helmet was at the deciding factor.
I really put it over the top for me. Safety first.
Well, really, you're the one on the outside looking in here, Bulldog. Why did you pick the samurai?
Yeah.
So to me, it's tough. Like, it's tough to answer. The only reason I give the edge to a samurai is the discipline. Side of things as opposed to just the brute strength of a Spartan. Obviously, they're both. That I would say if it's just strength, Spartan wins
Spartans
easily.
Are discipline though, kind of.
I mean, I don't know. It's tough. I went with samurai because I wanted the samurai to win, but I will happily concede to the Spartan moving on to the next round.
It seems way more fun when me and you disagree.
I know, right? You guys are the ones that are just like, you're so stupid.
I hate you. Yeah, you too.
How could you even say this?
Adam just conceded.
I will say the Spartan does, if you've seen 300, they do fight in slow motion, which I think is a huge advantage.
What about fire? Does that come into play at all for the decision making, or is that just a cooler background?
It's just a dope background.
Like there's no like tricky that the samurai can do. There's nothing trickier.
Yeah.
Can't sneak up on someone through fire.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I would still say samurai, but I totally, you know, I got to go with the democratic process, which is Spartan wins.
Spartan moves on.
All right. Well, There you go, Danny Lags.
It is way better when we disagree because
it is. I wish you guys would do it more often, but Danny Lags, we've got one more, and I think it'll end up being the Spartan versus the Great White Shark. So get ready for that coming up,
violent
pretty soon. But Danny Lags, thank you for asking the question, and thank you everybody for asking questions and Ask Bolt Fam. You guys make these episodes what they are, and we really appreciate it. And that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts there, gentlemen?
See you really soon.
Quiet as always. Thank you. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us here.
All these 2-hour episodes, you get all my thoughts.
He is drained of thoughts right now. He is literally a skeleton.
He is thoughtless, empty head, no thoughts.
He has nothing left.
That's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
We all love cheese balls, that's no question. But how many cheese balls come in a package? It's a question that's plagued mankind for years. Well, we've solved the mystery. Introducing 33 Cheese Balls. 33 Cheese Balls is the only way to ensure you know exactly how many cheese balls you get in every package or your money back. Sleep comfortably knowing that the package of cheese balls in your cupboard has exactly 33.
What if I eat a couple?
Shut up! 33 Cheese Balls, now available in Gouda.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.